Republicans in the Idaho and Washington legislatures want to block any more cities from going the path of Seattle and Tacoma in raising the minimum wage locally. In Boise Tuesday, a House committee introduced what is known as a state preemption bill. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has more on the issue.
In Idaho, the State Retailers Association and Lodging and Restaurant Association led the push to ban local moves to increase the minimum wage. Lobbyist Pam Eaton says the goal is to prevent a checkerboard of wage laws that she said just wreak havoc amongst the business community and by extension harm citizens and the economy.
Businesses are afraid, and we're seeing this run rampant all across the country. And we know it's on its way to Idaho.
Activists seeking to raise the minimum wage argue it's undemocratic to thwart the will of the people in a city that wants to go higher than the state minimum. Oregon has a long-standing prohibition on cities imposing a higher minimum wage than the state, although a proposed ballot initiative seeks to overturn that. Meanwhile, in Olympia, Republican state senators passed a state preemption bill out of committee last week, but it faces trouble if it reaches the democratically controlled Washington House. I'm Tom Bonsi in Boise.